Welcome back. You're listening to This Week with Justin McCarthy and David McCullough. There's not much optimism that the coronavirus restrictions that are in place until next weekend will actually be lifted then. Most observers expect they'll be extended before the end of the week. By contrast, next weekend, Denmark could become the first country outside of Asia to relax its coronavirus lockdown. Frederik Hjorth is Assistant Professor of Political Science at the University of Copenhagen. Professor Hjorth, thanks for joining us. Are you still expecting restrictions to be eased? And if so, why?
Yes, I am. The reason I am is that the government has stated that that is their intention, provided that citizens of Denmark keep complying with government suggestions, government recommendations, and that the numbers look right. And I would say the numbers are looking fairly good at the moment. So specifically, the number of people admitted to hospitals in Denmark with COVID-19 has been falling for almost a week now. And so that suggests to me that the government will, in fact, go ahead with their plans to ease restrictions.
And how will it work? Because presumably it can't be a return to normal.
No, the government has been very, very emphatic that this will be a gradual reopening when it comes. And so it will be some sectors opening, not all. And those sectors opening will open in some kind of gradual phased-in way. So the Prime Minister was very explicit that we're going to have to find a way where people are returning to work in a way that is more spread out than normal. So maybe some people will come into work in the morning, others in the afternoon, maybe odd and even days or something to that effect.
And presumably they have to be ready to reimpose restrictions if there's new outbreaks.
Yes, I think everyone expects that. I do think the government takes some amount of pride in the fact that it was very vigilant and quick to shut down Denmark initially. It appears to have protected us from the fates of harder hit countries. And so I'm confident that if the government suspects that it needs to crack down again, it will do so quite fast.
Okay. And as you say, the numbers in Denmark are looking pretty good. Was it the fact that the government there moved so fast, so quickly, is that why you've been so relatively successful?
I would suspect so. We had a shutdown almost a week before the first casualty of COVID-19. And so we were faster than most other countries. I would also expect that sort of Danish political culture helps. We are used to following government orders. We have reasonably high political trust. And so perhaps the Danish population is more manageable in some ways than that of other countries.
Okay, Professor Frederik Hjorth of University of Copenhagen, thank you indeed for joining us.